Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. We're diving into a research paper today that tackles a pretty big question.
Oh, yeah.
If extraterrestrial civilizations are out there, why haven't we met them yet?
Right.
This paper was published in the European Journal for Philosophy of Science.
Okay.
And it argues that maybe, just maybe, the answer is that they're already here.
Hmm.
But they're really good at hiding.
That's right. The paper tackles the Fermi paradox head on.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that given the age and vastness of the universe, it seems statistically likely that other intelligent life should exist.
Right.
So where is everybody?
Yeah, that's a question that keeps a lot of us up at night.
For sure.
So this paper starts by looking at a popular answer to the Fermi paradox.
Okay.
The great filter theory. Can you remind us what that's all about?
The great filter theory basically suggests that there's some hurdle, some challenge that most civilizations hit that prevents them from reaching a certain level of technological advancement.
Okay.
Maybe intelligent life is incredibly rare to begin with, or maybe civilizations tend to self-destruct once they reach a certain point.
So it's like a cosmic game of red light, green light.
Yeah.
And most players get eliminated before they reach the finish line.
Exactly.
Okay.
But this paper argues that the great filter might not be the only answer.
Right.
It proposes that maybe extraterrestrial civilizations, or ETCs as we'll call them,
right,
are out there, but they've figured out how to stay hidden.
Okay, so instead of a filter, maybe it's more like a cosmic game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
And we're just not very good at finding them.
That's a great way to put it. The paper argues that we might need to rethink our assumptions about how ETCs would behave.
Okay.
We often imagine them arriving in giant spaceships,
right,
eager to make contact.
Yeah, like those classic sci-fi movies where aliens land on the White House lawn.
Right.
But this paper is suggesting that maybe those movies have it all wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
The spaceship narrative is based on a very human-centric view of the universe. It assumes that other civilizations would have the same motivations and limitations that we do.
Right.
But if you think about it, an advanced ETC capable of interstellar travel,
yeah,
would likely have technology and knowledge far beyond our comprehension.
For sure.
They wouldn't necessarily need or want to announce their arrival with flashing lights and fanfare.
So instead of blasting their way through the cosmos, maybe they're more into stealth tech and subtle observation.
Yeah.
Like cosmic ninjas.
That's an interesting analogy, and it gets to the heart of what the paper is proposing.
Okay.
It suggests that ETCs would be driven by two primary goals.
Right.
Self-preservation and information acquisition.
Okay.
This is what they call the dual goals hypothesis, or DGH.
Okay, the dual goals hypothesis. I like that.
Yeah.
It makes sense if you're an advanced civilization exploring the galaxy.
Sure.
You'd want to stay safe and learn as much as possible. But how does that explain why we haven't detected them?
Why?
Wouldn't even the sneakiest cosmic ninja leave some kind of trace?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The paper argues that our current methods of searching for extraterrestrial intelligence, like looking for radio signals or giant spaceships, might be totally missing the mark.
So maybe we're looking for the wrong things in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Like trying to find a needle in a haystack when the needle is actually a microscopic nanobot.
Exactly. The paper suggests that if ETCs are prioritizing self-preservation and information gathering,
yeah,
they would likely be incredibly careful to avoid detection.
All right.
Their technology could be so advanced that it's virtually invisible to us. Imagine being an ant trying to spot a satellite in orbit.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going. We might be vastly underestimating the technological capabilities of an advanced ETC.
Right.
But if they are out there hiding in the shadows, what are they doing?
Well,
are they just observing us?
Potentially.
Or do they have other motives?
That's a question that leads us into some pretty fascinating territory. The paper explores the possibility that ETCs might perceive other civilizations as potential threats. This is where the dark forest hypothesis comes into play.
Ah, yes, the dark forest.
Right.
That always gives me chills. Can you remind us what that's all about?
Imagine a universe where every civilization is essentially hiding in the dark.
Okay.
Afraid to reveal itself.
Hmm.
Because any civilization that makes its presence known risks being wiped out by another more powerful civilization.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bleak outlook, but it's one that some scientists have seriously considered.
Yeah, it's like a cosmic version of survival of the fittest, where the only safe strategy is to stay silent and hidden.
Right.
But if that's the case, wouldn't we have been wiped out long ago?
Hmm.
We've been broadcasting our presence into space for decades now.
That's a good point. And the paper actually argues that a pure dark forest scenario is unlikely.
Okay.
It suggests that while ETCs might be cautious and secretive, they wouldn't necessarily be hostile.
So they're not necessarily out to get us.
Not necessarily. Remember, the DGH emphasizes information gathering.
Right.
It's possible that ETCs would want to study us,
Okay.
learn about our culture, our technology, and our planet.
Okay, so maybe they're more like cosmic anthropologists than cosmic conquerors.
Yeah.
That's a slightly more comforting thought. But if they are being so careful to avoid detection, how could we even hope to find evidence of their presence?
That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the paper argues that the absence of obvious evidence doesn't mean they aren't there.
Okay.
It could just mean we're not looking in the right way.
Right.
We need to start thinking outside the box, considering possibilities beyond radio signals and motherships.
So what kind of evidence should we be looking for? Where do we even begin? So we're looking for subtle clues, whispers instead of shouts, but how do we even know what to look for?
Right.
And how do we make sure we're not just seeing what we want to see?
That's where scientific rigor comes in.
Okay.
The paper argues that we need a more systematic approach to evaluating potential evidence for extraterrestrial activity.
Right.
It advocates for using something called inference to the best explanation, or IBE.
Okay, that sounds a bit technical. Can
Yeah.
you break that down for us?
Sure, think of it like solving a mystery.
Okay.
You gather all the clues, eliminate the obvious suspects, and then see what explanation best fits the remaining evidence.
So we rule out weather balloons, misidentified aircraft, and swamp gas.
Right.
And if we're still left with something unexplained, then we can start considering more unconventional possibilities like the ETH.
Exactly. But it's crucial to be as objective as possible,
Right.
minimizing bias and ensuring the data is reliable.
Okay.
The paper talks about two important concepts,
Okay.
the noise hypothesis and the new hypothesis.
Okay, those sound intriguing. Let's unpack those a bit. What's the noise hypothesis?
The noise hypothesis acknowledges that sometimes the data itself can be misleading. Maybe there were errors in the observation equipment malfunctions or even intentional hoaxes. We need to be careful about jumping to conclusions based on shaky data.
That makes sense. We've all seen those blurry UFO photos and videos that turn out to be nothing more than birds or drones.
Right.
So what about the new W hypothesis?
The new Dewey hypothesis reminds us that there could be perfectly natural explanations
Okay.
for UAP sightings that we simply haven't discovered yet. Our current scientific understanding is constantly evolving,
Right.
and it's entirely possible that some UAPs could be explained by phenomena we haven't even conceived of.
So we need to be careful about attributing everything we can't explain to aliens.
Right.
It's a good reminder that there's still a lot we don't know about the universe and even our own planet.
For sure.
But how do we apply this IBE framework in practice? What criteria can we use to evaluate the strength of an explanation?
The paper outlines three key criteria.
Okay.
The first is the prior probability of a hypothesis.
Okay.
In the case of the ETH, this means considering how likely it is that ETCs exist in the first place.
Right. If we think it's extremely unlikely that ETCs exist, then we need a mountain of evidence to convince us that they're visiting Earth.
Sure.
But if we think it's at least somewhat plausible, then the ETH becomes a bit more credible.
Exactly. And as we discussed earlier,
Right.
recent research on the potential number of habitable planets and the conditions for life
Yeah.
suggests that the probability of ETCs existing might be higher than we once thought.
Okay, so the prior probability of the ETH might be inching upwards.
Right.
What's the second criterion?
The second criterion is the thoroughness of our search for alternative explanations.
Okay.
Have we truly exhausted all the conventional possibilities before turning to the ETH?
So we can't just throw up our hands and say, it's aliens.
Right.
We need to do our homework and rule out the mundane before jumping to the extraterrestrial.
Exactly. And one common alternative explanation that's often put forward
Yeah.
is the idea that some UAP sightings could be attributed to advanced secret military technology.
Oh, yes, the classic, it's just a top secret government projects explanation.
Okay.
That seems to be a popular one, but how do we know if that's really the case?
The paper points out that the secret technology hypothesis has a built-in time limit.
Okay.
Eventually, secrets get revealed,
Right.
whether through leaks, espionage, or the simple fact that other countries develop similar technologies.
So if a UAP sighting can't be explained by any known technology,
Yeah.
and it happened decades ago,
Right.
then the secret technology explanation starts to lose its credibility.
Precisely. And that's where the ETH might become a more viable explanation.
Okay.
The paper even presents a mathematical equation to illustrate how the probability of the secret technology explanation decreases as time passes.
Wow, they even brought math into it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But couldn't there be other factors at play?
Sure.
Maybe some secrets are so sensitive that they stay hidden for generations.
That's certainly possible. But the point is that we need to consider the time factor when evaluating explanations. The longer a UAP sighting remains unexplained, the more weight we might give to unconventional possibilities like the ETH.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've talked about the prior probability of the ETH
mm-hmm.
and the thoroughness of searching for alternative explanations.
Right.
What's the third criterion for assessing the strength of an explanation?
The third criterion is how well the proposed explanation fits the observed data.
Okay.
Does a single explanation account for all the details of the UAP sighting?
Right.
Or do we need to invoke multiple independent causes?
I see. So if a UAP sighting involves multiple seemingly unrelated events,
right,
then a single simple explanation like a bird or a drone becomes less likely.
Exactly. And that's where the complexity of some UAP cases, like the famous 2004 Nimitz event, lends more weight to the ETH.
Ah, yes, the Nimitz event. It's one of the most well-documented and intriguing UAP cases out there.
For sure.
What makes it so compelling from an IBE perspective?
The Nimitz event involved multiple credible witnesses,
okay,
including trained Navy pilots and radar operators.
Right.
They observed a tic-tac-shaped object that exhibited flight characteristics that defied our understanding of physics.
Wow.
The object seemed to accelerate and maneuver in ways that no known aircraft could match.
It's like something out of a science fiction movie, and if I remember correctly,
yeah,
there were radar readings and even some grainy video footage that seemed to corroborate the eyewitness accounts.
Yes, that's right. And despite numerous attempts to explain it away as a misidentified aircraft, a weather phenomenon, or even a hoax, no conventional explanation has fully accounted for all the observed data.
So if we apply this rigorous IDE framework to the Nimitz event, what conclusion do we reach? Is the ETH the most plausible explanation?
The paper argues that yes, when you consider the prior probability of ETCs existing, the thoroughness of the investigation, and the fact that no conventional explanation fully fits the data, the ETH emerges as a surprisingly strong contender.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It's like a real-life episode of The X-Files.
Yeah.
But analyzed through a scientific lens, it really makes you wonder what else might be out there.
It certainly does, and the Nimitz event is just one of many UAP cases that have defied conventional explanations.
So if we entertain the possibility that some of these unexplained UAP sightings might actually be evidence of extraterrestrial activity, what are the implications?
That's a question with profound implications, and it's something we'll explore in more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so let's dive into those implications.
Yes.
If we accept, even for a moment, that the ETH might be a valid explanation for some UAP sightings, what does that mean for humanity?
Well, for starters, it would mean that we're not alone in the universe.
Right.
And that in itself is a profoundly transformative realization.
Yeah, it's one thing to believe in the possibility of extraterrestrial life.
Sure.
But it's another thing entirely to confront the evidence that they might be right here on our doorstep.
Exactly. It challenges our assumptions about our place in the cosmos. We've always considered ourselves the pinnacle of intelligence and technological advancement.
Yeah.
But if ETCs are out there with technologies that dwarf our own, it would force us to reevaluate our place in the grand scheme of things.
It's almost humbling, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think that we might just be newcomers on the cosmic stage, still figuring things out, while other civilizations have potentially been around for millions, even billions of years.
It's a paradigm shift in our understanding of the universe.
Yeah.
It would also raise profound questions about the nature of life itself.
Right.
If we encounter ETCs, will they be carbon-based life forms like us?
Yeah.
Or could life take on forms that we can barely even imagine?
It's like opening a door to a whole new realm of possibilities, both exciting and potentially terrifying.
For sure.
But beyond the philosophical implications, what about the practical implications?
Right.
How would this knowledge affect our day-to-day lives, our societies, our future?
The potential ramifications are vast.
Right.
Just imagine the impact on our scientific understanding. If we could study ETC technology, it could unlock breakthroughs in physics, energy materials, science, and countless other fields.
It would be like a technological leap forward.
Yeah.
Potentially solving some of the most pressing challenges facing humanity, like climate change and resource scarcity.
Exactly. But there are also potential risks to consider.
Right.
If ETCs are indeed observing us, what are their intentions?
Yeah.
Are they benevolent or malevolent?
Yeah.
How would we interact with a civilization that might be vastly more advanced than our own?
It's like stepping into the unknown, and we have no way of knowing what we might encounter.
Right.
It raises questions about our security, our sovereignty, even our very survival.
These are questions that we need to start grappling with now.
Yeah.
We need to have open and honest conversations about the potential implications of the ETH, both positive and negative.
So what are the next steps?
Hmm.
Where do we go from here?
Hmm.
This paper argues that we need to continue investigating UAPs with scientific rigor.
Right.
But is that enough?
It's a crucial first step.
Okay.
We need to improve our data collection methods.
Right.
Develop new technologies for observing and analyzing UAPs.
Okay.
And foster collaboration between scientists, government agencies, and the public.
It sounds like we need a coordinated global effort to unravel this mystery.
It really does.
But beyond simply investigating UAPs, do we need to rethink our approach to searching for extraterrestrial intelligence in general?
Absolutely. If ETCs are actively hiding, then our traditional methods of searching for radio signals or other obvious signs of technological activity might be completely ineffective.
Right.
We might need to develop more sophisticated and subtle ways of detecting their presence.
Maybe we need to start thinking like the cosmic ninjas themselves, looking for subtle anomalies, faint whispers in the cosmic background noise that might betray their existence.
Exactly. We need to expand our search parameters, embrace new ideas, and be open to the possibility that the evidence might be right in front of us, but we're simply not looking in the right way.
It's a call for a new era of exploration, not just into the vastness of space, but into the very nature of intelligence, technology, and life itself.
Mm.
It's a challenge that requires our curiosity, our creativity, and our courage to face the unknown. This deep dive has been an incredible journey.
Yeah.
Exploring the ETH through a scientific lens and confronting the profound implications of what it might mean for humanity.
Right.
It's clear that we're just at the beginning of this journey of discovery.
Yeah.
And there are many questions that remain unanswered. But I think it's safe to say that the universe might be even more strange, more wondrous, and more full of possibilities than we ever imagined.
And who knows, maybe someday the evidence will be so overwhelming that even the most skeptical among us will have to admit that we're not alone. Until then, the search continues.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into ETH. Keep looking up, keep those minds open, and until next time, keep exploring the mysteries of the universe.